Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. I want to deal with a passage that has been one of the most argumentative passages when I started to understand the message of grace, and I had come from preaching what I would have called the finished work of Jesus, but I had it as a version that you had to die a little bit every day, and that you were daily being crucified. And the scripture used, this is why it was so argumentative, was from Luke 9, where Jesus says, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross daily, and follow me." And there's a school of thought that says Jesus was telling you that you needed to die out to your old nature or your sin nature every day. But Paul would say in Romans 6, verses 8 and 10, "Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. For in that he died unto sin once." Well, the apostle is making it clear that when we became believers, we were baptized into the death of Christ, dying with him to sin, and that Jesus died only once. So how could Jesus die to sin once and then require that you die to sin over and over and over again? Well, the answer to that last question is he doesn't require us to die out to sin on a day-to-day basis. Paul said Jesus died once and that we should likewise reckon ourselves to be dead to sin. That's Romans 6:11. I need to reckon, or better said, consider myself dead to sin, just as Christ is dead to sin. Because of his finished work, there's no need for me to die again every day. And there's no need for me to re-crucify myself every day. This doctrine is very subtly teaching believers that their salvation is only as good as the day is long, and that every new day requires a new death to the old man. What this is a blatant insult to the finished work of Christ, because it claims that the finished work is only finished today, but needs refinished tomorrow. What Jesus says in Luke 9:23 is really twofold. One is spiritual, the other is physical. When he made this statement, the cross had not yet happened, so no one standing there that day would have assumed that dying on a cross was anything more than a physical death. His statement to the disciples was the equivalent of someone today saying, "Deny yourself and be ready to die in the electric chair." Well, we would understand that he means for us to deny our own selfish desires and be ready to die a martyr's death. The spiritual aspect is the denial of self, which every believer must perform. We all sacrifice some of the things that we always wanted to accomplish or that we wanted to become in order to do and to be everything that God makes us to be. The physical side of the statement is the willingness to lay down our lives on a daily basis for the cause of Christ. Paul says as much of his own ministry in 1 Corinthians 15:31 when he said, "I die daily." He's not talking about spiritual death, because the preceding verse said that he was in jeopardy every hour. And the following verse says he fights with beasts at Ephesus. We can be sure that this is what Jesus meant, because as we read further, we find this important statement in verse 27. "But I tell you a truth, there shall be some of you standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the kingdom of God." So if Jesus is talking about spiritual death when he says take up the cross daily, why would he turn around in the same breath and talk about physical death in the same paragraph? You died to sin the moment that you gave your heart to Christ. Romans 6:2, how can you live any longer therein? So there's no need to die again every day. You simply need to trust Jesus that he's living his life through you. In fact, there's a big need for us to start to live the resurrection life every day. If you go the other way and attempt to die spiritually every day, it's slowly going to lead you back into works where you're constantly going to fear that you're not, quote unquote, keeping your eyes on the cross, or that you haven't properly crucified yourself. Relax, let the finished work do its work. Trust me, the finished work works better than you can ever work. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.